Hey everyone, this is Cotton Grammer from Digital Planet, and this is our very first podcast episode. It's going to be short and sweet, but I'm going to try to pack it with as much information and give you as much information about why you should keep listening to us for future episodes. Digital Planet is a community that gives out free training for anything digital marketing related. We're like talking about email marketing, we're talking about search engine marketing, we're talking about search engine optimization, SEO, we're like talking about how to send organic traffic to your site, social media management, how to build a social media management agency, how to build a consulting agency, anything with doing to creating sales or traffic to any website that you have. And all of the training each and every Thursday is complimentary. You don't have to pay a thing for it. And one of the things I want to talk about today, if this is the first time that you're hearing from us, is you can find our community in Facebook. Just log into your Facebook account and search for groups, search for Digital Planet, and request to be added. And generally, within a short amount of time, someone will get you added to the group, and you can participate in our Thursday night webinars. But what I want to talk about today is generally everyone that generally comes to us either wants their web presence to grow or their search engine presence to grow, to get more visitors, and obviously to get more sales, traffic, visitor sales. And what we're going to talk about today is something that's vitally important to protect your business. Just a little quick tip, which is what I call branding your business. It's something that Google absolutely loves. And if you have a new business, or if you're trying to start up a new business, or even you're trying to protect your own name, I have a very unusual name with Cotton Grammar, with it being K-O-T-T-O-N. So it's easy to brand my name because no one else is really trying to go out there and capture things for Cotton Grammar. But if you have a business name that's pretty common, like, you know, your Miami Plumbing, it's a little bit more difficult. And I'm going to try to go through as easy and quickly as possible to show you how to brand your business to protect your brand name, why you should protect it, and why you should go out and do this immediately. So when everyone wants to do a new business, whether it's a doctor, a lawyer, a dentist, a florist, a roofer, anywhere where they're going to be spending a lot of money, like your money, your life, your health, any one of these niches, people do their due diligence, and they will generally do an online search to find out if there's any reviews, if there's anything negative, and they want to look to see really what's on the first page of Google. And that's about as far as people go. What a lot of people don't understand is you can actually control what's seen on the first page very easily. For instance, if you are Blue Panda Marketing, and what you would do is you would go into Facebook and you would create a page in Facebook about your business, a business page, and you would try to brand that page inside the website URL. Google gives you the access to create a specialized URL, Blue Panda Marketing. You would do the same thing with LinkedIn, with Twitter, with Instagram, with Flickr, on down the line, up to 100 of these. And that's what you call branding yourself. But these will also float up to the top of the search engines under your brand name, especially if you have a name like Purple Panda Marketing. There's not a lot of people that probably have that name. I just made it off the top of my head. But let's say that you have a little bit more difficult name, one that's a little bit more common, like Miami Plumbers, and that's the name of your business. Then what you would want to do is you would want to go into LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, or any of these other sites, and you would want to do Miami Plumber 1, Miami Plumber 11, Miami... any number behind it is going to be fine, because that still is going to send the signal to Google. It tells them what your business name is. So that's going to help you land underneath when someone types in Miami Plumbers for Business. That's going to come up there underneath your brand name if they're searching for it. So these are just some simple tips. Now, I know I said go out and do 100. And you go, man, that's a lot. But you want to know what? There's over 1,000 social media profiles that you can go out and brand yourself with. They're 100% safe with Google. Google expects every business to brand themselves by. And it's one of the first things of kind of a signal that Google looks for, that you're a real business. Because if you start a business, what's the easiest way to get exposure? social media, and you want to capture and brand yourself in as many social media properties as you can. You also want to do this for your own name, if possible. Because I have an unusual name, it's very easy to search for me. But if you have a name like Rob Jones, it's still good to have a presence to where if you're searched, there's good things being said about you, or you control the narrative of what's being said about you instead of someone else. This is called social media online defense. So you create these properties so you control the narrative. Now, with each one of these social properties that you create, you'll also want to add about a paragraph or two about your business and kind of a little mantra or a little sales pitch about what your business is and why you are in business. And once you do that, you're pretty much set. You just kind of let Google pick these up over the course of time. And these things are generally going to float up under your brand name, especially if you're a local business. It's extremely powerful for you to do that. If you're a national business, it's a little harder. But this is something that you can do right now to help your business out 100%. It'll help your rankings in Google. It'll help the branding of your business. It'll help your online reputation management. And it gives you the upper step of your competition, knowing that you're controlling the narrative and you're defending your online presence when you didn't even know that you could. So that's just something very quickly that I wanted to share with you. But what I want you to do is if you enjoyed this little lesson, and if you want more great lessons like this, business tips about how to improve your online presence, how to get more clicks, how to get more traffic, how to get more sales, more conversion, how to do anything online with your business website, go log into Facebook, type in the Facebook group, Digital Planet, and ask to join. And you're going to get an incredible archive of free training that we've been doing over the last 6 months that I think is going to blow you away. Look forward to hearing more from you. Look forward to seeing you inside the group. Look for episode 2 coming at you real soon.